You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. If you live in the Bay Area, you know about Golden Gate Park, and it's likely you've been there. But you may never have been to San Francisco's second largest park, McLaren. It borders the Portola District a few blocks from KALW, and you may not know that students from nearby high schools help restore McLaren Park as part of their studies. It's an element of an environmental education program taking root in San Francisco schools. KALW's Claire Strempel joined students in the park to see how it works.
We are cutting ivy off of this tree.
What kind of clippers are those? Those things are huge.
I have no idea. What kind of clippers are these?
Those are just like normal whoppers.
Normal whoppers.
That's Hugo Malta, a senior at Balboa High. He has 2-foot garden clippers in his hands. We're shoulder deep in a prickly thicket of coyote bush. Hugo's friends, Victor Cortez and Jose Enriquez, are helping him reach some top branches.
We're killing this poison ivy because
Cape
it's an
Cape ivy.
No, Cape ivy?
English.
English ivy because it's an invasive species to McLaren. Now we're doing this so we can have more space for native species.
Hugo, Victor, and Jose are WALC students. WALC stands for the Wilderness Arts and Literacy Collaborative. Learning out here in the brambles is really different from where students spend most of their school days. Balboa High is just down the hill from McLaren Park. In a neighborhood of single-family homes, it's a 3-story, salmon-colored, Spanish-style building. Stately, institutional, and hard to get into. Physically, it's surrounded by a big iron fence, and I had to walk around the block to find the opening. There's a guard sitting by the front door. The building is imposing, and not just for visitors. Just ask senior Paula Hueso.
It feels like we're in prison because, like, all the gates, they keep us locked in. We can't even go outside to eat lunch because they don't trust us, and it makes us feel like we're still little kids, but we're not.
That prison feel probably isn't what administration has in mind. Still, Hugo Malta and his peers say too many lessons they learn in class don't apply to the real world. That makes school feel less inspiring.
After 4 years of waking up thinking this sucks, I guess I'm just going to go into the world, waking up and being like, this sucks.
That's where WALC comes in. A little background. In the mid-1990s, Balboa had low test scores. The district took some pretty extreme measures to fix them. Fired the entire faculty, started a free breakfast service, and created small learning communities, like WALC. Instead of potentially getting lost in the crowd of a big school, WALC kids grow with the same cohort and teachers for a couple of years. For Victor Cortez, it makes a difference.
You kind of feel more connected to the people there, and you kind of push yourself to do a little better, you know.
Once a month, WALC seniors get on a city bus and go to McLaren Park instead of their morning classes. They get academic credit for hours spent restoring the habitat. And it also counts as community service. It's a big shift from the spiked iron gates of campus to the windswept expanse of a verdant hillside, even though it's only a mile and a half away.
I'm trying to find a bar, but I can't.
Senior Andy Wong offers me a nutrition bar from the snack bag as we hike up over Sedalcia Hill. We're looking down at striking views of the city and the bay and waiting for a rec and park gardener to come meet us.
I don't know. I just think as kids, we should be able to do this. Because we're still, like, trying to, like, explore and, like, we don't want to just sit in a room all day.
Andy and his classmates help gardeners with restoration projects, like removing invasive blackberry bushes and planting native ferns. Today they're removing invasive plants, prickly ox tongue, wild radish, and an insidious ivy that chokes the life out of native willow trees and coyote bushes. Leisha DeMaio is a rec and park gardener. She's the brains behind many restoration projects.
People aren't telling them everything. They're kind of finding butterflies or birds or hawks or worms, whatever. And, you know, just, it's just more spontaneous and natural.
One of the major lessons we've got taught was sense of place.
Again, Hugo Malta.
Where you have to have like a love for your own home and your environment. So this is why they probably take us out to McLaren.
So,
yeah, exactly. It's our city, you know, we live here.
The students say this experience actually makes them think a lot more about what's important in the city.
The gentrification problem, police brutality and stuff, it kind of makes you wake up and makes you realize that, you know, these are things in your city that, you know, you have to be aware of.
And Mark educates you on all that.
Exactly. Which is really cool.
What's going on around you.
It's like the first time I've taken the material in my classroom and have put it out in the real world. And I've, like, taken what I've learned and used it in the real world.
It isn't all scenic work in the hills of San Francisco. On Wednesdays, when they aren't in McLaren Park, the students work to improve their campus. At Balboa, they run the recycling and composting program. I ask Emerson Geisbrecht which he prefers.
Probably this one, because that we have to deal with a lot of moldy, old, gross food. The compost specifically. Recycle is just, you know, a bunch of used paper, but compost can be pretty gross.
This is also where traditional academics come in. Most students don't write really long papers until college. But Walk seniors do. They write 15-page papers about environmental concepts. Emerson says the program keeps it manageable.
Yeah, it's a 15-page paper, but we have 3 months to write it, so we really get to develop it and do it to the best of our ability.
Which is really cool, because then when you're done and then you read it all back to yourself, it's like, whoa, I wrote that? It's like pretty cool.
Walk gives students, like Hugo Malta, a different outlook on what education can be. Remember when he said he wakes up every morning thinking, this sucks? I asked him if that was also true on McLaren days.
No, actually, like when it's a McLaren day, I'm waking up, all right, this is McLaren day, let's go.
In San Francisco, I'm Claire Strempel for Cross Currents.